flooring a myth. The fence still stood when I was a boy. My fingers knew it was significant, a strange structure in its second life. A woven wire carpet stood on edge, threadbare and see-through, yet heavy rusted iron with exposed thin rods that caught the dog's leg when it leapt, to hang there long before my birth and forever in the family myths. No story for the fence of former use. The only tales were of the dogs. Four wolfhounds let out by a fool, all beheaded by the Lavenham train. The time passed down by word of mouth, with the lurcher that ran itself to death, lent to rabbit on the harvest field. The bitch that let the policeman in the yard, then bit his trousers when he tried to leave. And the neglected dog that was shot. The repeated stories leap to life. We even glance what we never saw, but remembered words blunt the sight until tonight. When with some surprise I've just identified the fence, my brain has put the last piece into place, for it was significant, but not upright. I walked its structure half my working life, a section from a malt kiln wedge wire floor.